tourism, without a doubt, is an important economic contributor for economies across the African continent, and this COVID-19 pandemic would have devastated it. How does this African continent revive African tourism after the pandemic? That's a question pondered by a senior lecturer and researcher in tourism at the Northwest University, Tafatswa Matiza, who joins me on the line now. Tafatswa, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. Thank you for having me.
What sort of numbers from the research that you've conducted has the tourism sector lost as a result of COVID-19 over the last 18 months or so?
I think first we need to understand the sensitive relationship between African tourism and international tourists. For example, in 2019, Africa attracted at least 5% of the total international arrivals. So globally, Africa only accounts for 5% of the tourism market. What is interesting is of that 5%, that contributes to 50% of the total tourism receipts for the continent. So come 2020, international tourism has closed. Africa lost up to $83 billion in terms of GDP contribution and lost almost 7.2 million travel and tourism jobs.
I mean, those numbers are staggering, right? 5% of tourism market globally, and yet they represent 50% of tourism receipts. And then you've obviously given us the US dollar amounts as far as losses are concerned. Mm. How do we even begin to remedy this then, Tafatswa?
I think the main issue would be to try and manage perceptions. I think the issue of Africa pre-COVID actually only attracting 5% of global tourism arrivals is an indication that Africa has a perception deficit. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic is actually exacerbating this by increasing the perception deficit, whereby Africa has to overcome this increasing perception that it has been unable to manage the COVID-19 pandemic. Right now, Africa as a continent is where major tourism destinations like Italy or Japan or China were last year in October, November. So already 6-7 months behind other tourism destinations. So what is important going forward would be that African tourism would look at aspects that go beyond the physical risk associated with COVID. By that I mean we look at the social risk, the physical risk, and the financial risk that is going to be associated with the continent and try and remedy this as soon as we also are able to manage the COVID-19 pandemic.
And who's supposed to be driving the management of these perceptions and the risks associated with it? I imagine national governments have a role to play, don't they?
Yes. Apart from harnessing the financial and human technical resources that are required, national governments actually have a critical role to play, whereby they have to roll out the vaccines in an orderly and timely manner. As I said, we're already about 7 months behind other major tourism regions. So the vaccination program is a critical aspect of Africa going forward in terms of tourism. And to add to that, national governments have the responsibility to reopen the tourism economy, both for domestic and international tourists.
Now, each of the governments obviously have what you call custodians of destination brands. It's SA Tourism, for example, in Cape Town, I mean, in South Africa. And then you've got the regional ones, Cape Town Tourism, whatever it is in KZN and Gauteng as well. What role do they have in obviously then communicating the management of that perception of risk?
Well, going forward, the marketing custodians or the destination brand custodians actually have the responsibility of then informing tourists, that is domestic and international tourists, of the destinations being able to protect tourists. Remember, perception is all about how tourists feel about a particular destination, and the tourists will not travel if they feel unsafe or they worry about how their trip is going to go. So to manage all those risks, we look at what is called post-crisis communication, which is where the custodians of the brand have to inform tourists of the measures that have been put in place to protect them as tourists and also help them make their decision to travel. The new frontier for tourism going forward post-COVID is going to be nature-based tourism. And the good thing about it is Africa is in a position to provide the wide open spaces that are able to facilitate socially distanced tourism activities, like going to the beach, like going to national parks, right? So we have all these resources, but it depends on the destination brand custodians to inform these tourists of the measures that are in place to protect them, first of all, and second of all, to help them make their decision. To say you need wide open spaces for socially distanced tourism activity, come to Africa, we have everything you need.
Because we do indeed. Tafatswa, thank you very much for your time this morning. Tafatswa Matiza, a senior lecturer and researcher in tourism at the Northwest University. You can find the full article that he's published on The Conversation, How to Revive African Tourism After COVID-19 Pandemic.